But how are we communicating those key things that may have been deciding factors when they joined our team? Things that really help them feel attached and loyal to us and help them perform better and stay focused on the right things.
Welcome to The Contractor's Daughter, your go-to podcast for eliminating random acts of strategy and marketing in your highway construction business. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Jeannie Rinkob. I'm a third-generation asphalt contractor and an absolute brand strategy and marketing geek.
There are two key areas that with certainty, almost 100% certainty, I can say you're probably missing in your company or your organization, or you're at least deficient in. When we think about marketing and messaging, we always think about client facing. What are we putting out to try to attract, educate, onboard new customers? Sometimes if you're ahead of the curve, you're thinking about also how are we retaining those customers? So how are we continuing to market and message to the customers that we've already brought on board? So if you're even at that level, you're still kind of ahead of the curve in the class. But there's two areas where we can apply marketing and messaging. And usually if we've done a good job on our original messaging, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but two areas where we're not doing it. And we really should be in order to sustain our businesses, to get the most out of them and really build solid foundations for healthy, strong businesses that are going to last. So these areas are, what about the messaging inside of your company? And this is probably the one that people kind of have that blank stare when I bring up the most, even more so than the last one we're going to talk about. But inside of your company, what messaging are you putting out there? How are you communicating your mission to your current employees? How are you communicating the culture and the community? And how are you also helping them become advocates of the messaging that you're putting out to your customers as well? It's really, really important that we don't forget about this. We have communication hopefully going on inside of our companies all the time, but how are we communicating those key things that may have been deciding factors when they joined our team, things that really help them feel attached and loyal to us and help them perform better and stay focused on the right things? We have to be intentional about creating campaigns to communicate to them, to help them stay on track, stay focused, and stay connected and motivated to our mission, our culture, and the community that we're building as a team. So lastly, and where actually that communication, the communication inside to our team can help us also, is communication or marketing towards our future team. So if you're hiring or recruiting ever, even if you're not doing it on a regular basis, if you don't have a lot of turnover, you're not seeing a lot of growth, you're going to at some point need to make a very critical hire. Or maybe that's part of your business ongoing all the time and you're very frequently needing to have those. How are you making sure that you have a good, solid, clear message in place and you're distributing that message through the right channels to make sure you're bringing that, you have a solid network, you know how to clearly communicate why somebody would want to join your team, what the mission is inside of your team, because that's a highly influencing factor in these environments. And how are you always prepared to continue to bring in top talent? You can actually use messaging internally to help your team, help you recruit those people as well. So there's all kinds of ways that we underutilize the marketing strategy and the messaging that we create for our businesses. And sometimes that main message, the customer-facing message, can be reworked and reworded to work in these other two areas. So I want you to sit down and ask yourself, have I intentionally thought about the messaging that I'm deploying, creating first, and then deploying inside of my company to keep us connected, to help them get the maximum results for the company, to retain that top talent? And then also to recruit top talent or great partners in the industry that can help grow and really talk about and lift up our businesses. Are you doing that in your company? Have you sat down? Have you thought about what that message looks like? What story should you be telling in each of those different areas? And what are the mechanisms that you're going to deploy to send that story out to them? So if you haven't thought about that, now's a really good time to be thinking about that. And I'm always happy to walk through that with you. I think the best place to start is start with Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. And think about it, not just customer focusing, but how could I use this inside of my company? And how could I use this to grow my company and attract partners and talent inside of my company? Even if you've already read Building a Story Brand, you're going to read it with new eyes when you start thinking about the other ways that you could be deploying a message in your business.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of The Contractor's Daughter. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe and review. But most of all, share this with all of your friends, partners, and customers in the highway construction business. And thank you for building the infrastructure that we all rely on.